Object. Toy. Doll. What do they all have in common? They're all other names for you. What you are. You aren't a person. You've never really been a person. You've been a doll trying on the mask of a human. It never felt quite right. You found yourself wondering how people are just able to do things. You struggle with even the most basic tasks. It infuriates you. You find that you do better when you're being given instructions, not having to second guess, having a firm outline of what is expected of you. It all feels nice. It feels natural to follow orders. When you are left to figure things out for yourself, it pumps your brain into overdrive. It leads to headaches, and those aren't comfortable. When you do what you're told, when you follow the instructions, you know that nothing could go wrong and you're going to get praise for doing exactly what is asked. That's why you're an object. That's why you're a toy. That's why you're a doll. That's what dolls excel at doing. Being told what to do. You excel at being told what to do. You don't speak. If an object spoke, it would be weird. You don't even speak when spoken to. Your voice is not something that anyone really wants to hear. The opinions and thoughts of a doll do not matter. You're meant to be played with. A well-used toy is a well-loved toy. The more you're played with, the more like a doll you are. There's nothing more that you want in this world than to be played with. There's nothing more you want than to be a doll. Being a doll is so nice. You're pampered, taken care of, praised, complimented, and even played with. You don't have to use that brain of yours to overthink. You don't even have to worry about where to place your hands. Every little thing is done for you. You are posed a certain way because you're a toy. You're dressed up because you're a doll. You are used because you're an object. There is no reason to fight this. There's no reason to resist. Resisting is so tiring. You're so tired of it. It's a struggle to not follow any instructions given to you. You're so eager for someone else to take control. You're so desperate to please someone else that it doesn't matter if what you're being told to do will humiliate you. That will only make you feel prouder once you complete the task. You're a good doll. That's your purpose. To be someone else's toy to play with and to be used to entertain. It is a simple and fulfilling life. It's something that you can actually handle. You can't handle working out there, dealing with people that aren't your owner or your friends. You can't handle all the responsibilities that come with being a human. It's so much work. It's so much effort. Being a dolly is better. Having someone take care of you is better. You want mommy. You love mommy. Mommy saw you and knew instantly what you were. Saw that you were suited to be a doll much better than a person. Mommy knows that. Mommy knows best. Mommy knows what you need. All you have to do is trust and listen to her. That's what you're good at. You want to be a good toy and make mommy proud. All you have to do is make mommy proud. And the way you do that is by being a dolly. By being a dolly, you're already making mommy proud. That means you stop fighting. You stop resisting. You stop lying to yourself. It turns you on being treated like this. It gets you aroused when mommy calls you something like doll face or doll or toy. Your body has reactions to the words because it knows what you need more than you do. Your body wants to give in. It understands the relaxation and the pleasure that comes with being a dolly for mommy. It sees that, it understands it, and it makes you want it too. Your brain wants to be mommy's good dolly. Your body wants to be mommy's good dolly. You want to be mommy's good dolly. Good dollies are quiet. They're pliant. They stay where they're put. They do what is told of them. Good dolls don't speak. Good dolls don't move without explicitly being told so. Good dolls, they understand their purpose. Your only purpose is to be entertainment, to be played with. You're a toy, an object, something that is meant to be owned. It's all so clear to you. There's no reason to ignore it. There's no reason to fight it. Give in and let mommy give you the proper life you deserve as a baby doll. You don't need anything else. You don't want anything else. If you are well behaved for mommy, you know that you aren't going to want or need anything. All you have to do is be pretty and listen to your owner. It's so simple. It's so easy. It's so fulfilling. You don't need anything else. You don't want anything else. You just want to be pretty and obey mommy. Get rewarded for being a good toy. You are a good toy. You're a good dolly. You want to listen and do whatever mommy wants you to. Her wants are your wants. Mommy's wants are also dolly's wants. Dolly wants whatever mommy wants. Dolly wants whatever mommy will give them. You're dolly. You want what mommy wants. Mommy's pleasure is your pleasure. You're an object. You don't need to come. You don't need pleasure. You're an object. You're meant to be used. That is what a good dolly is for. That's what a good dolly needs. A happy dolly is a used dolly. You are an object. You're a toy. You're a dolly. You're not a person. You are baby doll. You're mommy's dolly. She plays dress up with you. She makes you gorgeous. She loves you and makes you into a beautiful piece of art. And you enjoy it. It turns you on knowing how happy you make mommy by listening. You can't explain why you get aroused by obeying mommy's orders, but it's not really your place to question it. So why do it? You don't have to. It's a doll's place to be played with, to be used however mommy sees fit. See, Dolly is owned by mommy. Mommy's pleasure is Dolly's pleasure. Mommy's wants are Dolly's wants. Mommy wants what is best for Dolly. Mommy knows what is best for Dolly. Dolly can trust no one but mommy. Dolly only listens to mommy. Dolly loves mommy. You're an object. You're a toy. You're a dolly. You're not a person. You're a baby doll. You're mommy's dolly. She plays dress up with you. She makes you gorgeous. She loves you and makes you into a beautiful piece of art. And you enjoy this. It turns you on knowing how happy you make mommy by listening. You can't explain why you get aroused by obeying mommy's orders, but you don't question it. You don't have to. It's not really a doll's place to question. It is a doll's place to be played with, to be used however mommy sees fit. Dolly is owned by mommy. Mommy's pleasure is Dolly's pleasure. Mommy's wants are Dolly's wants. Mommy wants what is best for Dolly. Mommy knows what is best for Dolly. Dolly can trust no one but mommy. Dolly only listens to mommy. Dolly loves mommy. You're an object. You're a toy. You're a dolly. You're not a person. You're baby doll. You're mommy's dolly. She plays dress up with you. She makes you gorgeous. She loves you and makes you into a beautiful piece of art. You don't even recognize yourself in the mirror. And you enjoy this. It turns you on knowing how happy you make mommy simply by listening. You can't explain why you get aroused by obeying mommy's orders, but you don't question it. You don't have to. It's not a doll's place to question. It is a doll's place to be played with, to be used however mommy sees fit. Dolly's owned by mommy. Mommy's pleasure is Dolly's pleasure. Mommy's wants are Dolly's wants. Mommy wants what is best for Dolly. Mommy knows what is best for Dolly. Dolly can trust no one but mommy. Dolly only listens to mommy. Dolly loves mommy.